Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Don't forget tomorrow at 5 o'clock, it is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We do that every Friday afternoon. Just a couple of quick programming notes. We are about 48 hours from the third annual Cornhole KC tournament. That's going to be Saturday afternoon. The tournament starts at 4. The gates open at 3. And if you have a team, a Cornhole team, you'd like to register, just go to cornholekc.com. It's our understanding that we have a handful of discounted entry fees available on the website at cornholekc.com. If you're last minute getting in, this is your chance to get your team put together. All of the money, every penny that we raise through your kindness and your generosity, goes to an incredible cause that Dan and I are adamant about, and we hold very near and dear to our hearts, and I know many of you do as well. And that is a charity that gives all of its money to the families of wounded and fallen police officers here in the Kansas City Metro. It's through your generosity that we're able to do that. CornholeKC.com. All right. A couple of stories just to bring to your attention, and then we will get into a story that we found from Fox 4. We did some Missouri side stories last hour. We got a Kansas side story this hour. This one being maybe making K-10 a toll road.
Oh.
Yes. Which would mean if you're going to Lawrence or any points west, unless you do back roads, you would have to pay a toll.
Would that make it less scary for drivers? Because Dana says that's the murder highway.
I don't know if it would make it any less scary, but think about it. If they do make a portion of K-10 toll, short of using the back roads,
yeah,
like 2440 highway,
mm-hmm.
You would have to pay a toll to get on the highways, the major highways west of the Kansas City Metro, which is to say west of Wyandotte and Johnson counties.
Yeah, so if you want to get to Lawrence at 70 miles an hour, you're paying a toll.
You have two choices.
Yeah.
You would have I-70 and K-10, unless you wanted to go through Tonganoxie and tiny little Reno, Kansas. And let's be honest, that's not the safest highway to drive on. I know that because that's how I used to get from Lansing to Lawrence when I was going to college.
Is it a two-lane highway?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And it's very windy, especially after you go through Tonganoxie.
And if you break down, good luck.
Yeah. Hell's bells. Good luck, kid. You're on your own. We would take 2440 to get to Lawrence because you didn't have to pay the toll like you did on I-70. And I wasn't, you know, coming from Leavenworth, Lansing, I wasn't going to drive all the way down K-7 to get to K. I mean, hell, it would take me an hour and a half to get to Lawrence. So that would mean if this were to happen, that both of the major highways linking Lawrence and points further west, toll roads. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. Here are a couple of stories. This one's from The Star. A 20-year-old woman was driving in rush hour traffic when she passed out with her foot on the brake, according to authorities in Oklahoma. As she blocked the middle lane of a highway, multiple people began calling 911 at about 5:50 in the afternoon yesterday, according to police in Tulsa. Officers responded and say they found a Nissan stopped in the middle of the road with a long line of cars behind it. The driver and a female passenger were both passed out inside. According to the news release, two children, a six-year-old and a two-month-old, were asleep in the car seats. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, they were passed out. The driver failed sobriety tests and was arrested on charges of child endangerment and DUI under 21. Mm-hmm. And the passenger was also arrested. The children are okay. They passed out at 5:50 in the afternoon on a highway in Tulsa with two kids in the back seat.
Something tells me that they weren't sober.
Yeah. They weren't. They failed a DUI check.
That is ridiculous.
It is the movie that is going back into theaters that you didn't think needed to go back into theaters. Titanic.
Oh.
Is headed back into theaters next year, almost three decades after its original premiere. The 1997 romance drama will be back on the silver screen in honor of its 25th anniversary, 26 years after it was released.
Is this the first time this has happened? I feel like we've had stories about this in the past, about it being back in theaters.
About Titanic being back in?
Yeah.
Or other because other movies have been put back into theaters.
I know that, but I feel like Titanic did as well, but I could be mistaken. I could see Titanic and IMAX being pretty cool if they have the availability or the technology to stretch it out to the IMAX screen.
Titanic, by the way, was one of Hollywood's biggest grossing films, raking in $2.2 billion, also had 14 Academy Award nominations, won 11 of them in 1998, including Best Picture and Best Director. Okay. And Netflix is laying off 300 employees in the midst of a rough year for the streaming giant. Quoting here from Netflix, speaking to CNN Business Today, while we continue to invest significantly in the business, we made these adjustments so that our costs are growing in line with our slower revenue growth. We are so grateful for everything that we've done, blah, 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 blah. Thursday's layoffs impact about 3% of Netflix workforce, which includes 11,000 full-time employees. The layoffs are also mostly taking place in the United States. Its stock, by the way, has plummeted 70%. I don't understand. Honest to God, Sam, maybe you can fill me in. I don't understand, with 221 million subscribers, how that company is having trouble.
The only thing that I can think of is that they have gotten too big for their britches, per se, and they feel like they need to make these incredibly expensive shows. We talked about Stranger Things yesterday and how expensive it was to make.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was a very expensive show to make. So as you try to keep up with the content race, you have to spend more and more on production to make the shows better. And as you're forking out millions of dollars per episode, it's going to be tough to keep up with that.
Yeah, but
that output.
Yeah, but 221.6 million subscribers, okay?
At a minimum of $9.99 per subscriber.
At a minimum.
Some up to $19.99.
So you're looking at my math is rough here, but roughly $2.2 billion a month.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm.
And that is on the extremely conservative side. A minimum of $2.2 billion a month. So you're at a bare minimum, a $25 billion a year company. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Is my math right?
Roughly, yeah.
$25 billion.
But we have to factor in the shows that they rent, because they are essentially renting them,
right,
from other production companies. Those prices are probably going up as more and more production companies are coming out with their own streaming service. And then, again, the content race. They are losing the content race. I love Stranger Things. I love Peaky Blinders. The new season just came out. I don't even know if that's produced by Netflix, but
I'll look it up.
The the cost of these shows is just going up and up and up because all of these different production companies are jumping on the wagon and saying, well, we want our own subscription. We want to become that $25 billion a year company, and Netflix is losing out because of it. I don't know how they change their approach to move with the times. Like, Blockbuster didn't want to change, so they fell to the wayside. That might be Netflix's impending future as well.
Okay. Anyway, Netflix has started laying off more employees. It's not a huge chunk. It's about 3% of their workforce at the moment. Some of the ideas being floated around are newer, lower-priced ad tiers, but then also clamping down on password sharing among subscribers. So, like, right now you get, I think, 6 devices. Is that right? 6 devices for every subscription, if I'm not mistaken. They've thrown around the idea of offering it for less, but you would only get two devices or 4 devices, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. Okay.
And the idea of ads, I think, is going to hurt them more than it will help them. I don't know what they would make on those 30-second, minute-long ads.
I missed this news. I may have been out of town. Is Netflix bringing in ads?
They haven't confirmed it yet, but they've talked about it a lot. And I think currently being the only ones that don't offer an ad service, you're going to see a whole lot of people drop the service if they have the cheapest tier. And all of a sudden, Netflix is going to say, okay, you can keep the cheapest tier if you want, but now you're going to have to wait through 90 seconds of ads 3 times per show.
All right. When we get back, there is talk of expanding K-10. Many of you would love that idea. It does get a little bit cramped in the mornings in the rush. But there's also talk about turning it into a toll road. If you want to get in, we'll get that story to you here in just a moment. You're more than welcome at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. That story when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, story here from Fox 4. The Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a study in August that will consider how to make K-10 safer and relieve congestion between 435 and the Johnson County line. KDOT telling Fox 4 that the study will consider how additional lanes of traffic could help, and if placing a toll on those new lanes could also help. Says KDOT spokeswoman Kelly Kiltala, we are constantly looking at ways to expand that corridor because of the traffic, the speed, the number of cars, and the condition of the roadway. Fox 4 spoke with a guy named Randy Hodge, who drives K-10 every few days heading to Lawrence from Overland Park. And Hodge is quoted as saying, I mean, a lot of times it's congested. Depends on which time you go. Hodge is one of the drivers who supports the idea of new lanes on top of the people who gave feedback directly to KDOT through its local consult process. Kutala, the spokeswoman for KDOT, said that feedback made it clear that local communities want improvements. And since KDOT is still so early in the process, many of those options are on the table. Says Kultala, we don't even know if a toll would be part of the project. We're just looking at it as part of the initiative for how to improve K-10. Those of you who have driven K-10, and I imagine many of you at some point have, it is the southern link between the Kansas City metropolitan area and all points west, specifically Lawrence. If you have kids that go to school there, or you've gone there for basketball or football or whatever, just to go to Lawrence, I don't know. There is already one toll road that links the Kansas City metro with Lawrence, and that is I-70. K-10 is the only non-toll road highway, basically, between Kansas City and Lawrence. There is 2440 highway that runs basically from Bonner Springs through Tonganoxie into Lawrence, but that's a 2-lane road, or at least it was when I was last on it years and years ago.
And if you're listening,
let me before you jump in, Sam, let me just say they may have expanded 2440. I fully disclose I haven't been on that road in more than a decade. It's been a long time since I was on 2440.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this and thinking, wow, when are they going to stop adding toll roads? This is not abnormal. The number of toll roads that we have here, the few number of toll roads that we have, is minute compared to other major metropolitan areas. When I used to spend every summer in California, just about every stinking highway you got on had a section of it that had a toll. That was just the way it was.
Go to Dallas.
Yeah, it's a big Dallas. I believe Atlanta's the same way. There's toll roads everywhere in major metropolitan areas. We are just behind the curve in that front.
Yeah. Somebody says the way that they're talking about K-10, it would still be free. The third lane would be an express lane, and you would have to pay a toll to use that. Well, this is always confusing to me. What is an express lane?
So it's an additional lane either on the outside of the highway or in the middle that has the barricades on both sides. You enter at one point with the toll.
Okay.
And then there are specific exits that you can get out of that express lane onto. They might have to build special exits for the express lane, but once you decide to get off, you have to pay the toll for that lane. But it is blocked off and separated from the rest of the highway.
But it's one lane, right?
Typically one lane. I've seen some highways that have the two-lane expressway.
Okay.
It's just a way that you assume that you'll be able to go faster. Now, in certain areas that are way overpopulated, you still don't get to go any faster because those express lanes fill up too.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this story is not specific about how the toll on K-10 would work. Whether if they expanded it and created more lanes, if just the new lanes would be tolled, or if the whole highway would be tolled. But to Sam's point, the only toll road that I am aware of in the entire Kansas City area is I-70 west of Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
That is the only one that I'm aware of. Missouri, I don't even think has a toll road.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
There's no toll to St. Louis. There is no toll to Springfield. I mean, I can't think of a toll road in the state of Missouri.
Okay, here it is, and I actually didn't know this because I've never driven in one of the express lanes. So they have the K-tag for if you use I-70 a lot. And similarly, you would put that tag, I'm assuming, in your windshield, and it would scan as you drove into the toll lane. If you didn't have the tag, it would take a picture of your license plate and then fine you.
Okay. Somebody says toll roads are illegal in the state of Missouri. Okay. And hey guys, I lived in Chicago. The toll booth is the state tree. Oh. Telephone number here, 913-586-7798. I've never heard anybody who had a flattering thing to say about K-10. It's a four-lane highway between here and Lawrence. A lot of us have been on it. I've been on it countless times. It has a reputation for being dangerous and sometimes deadly. It is a preferred way to get to Lawrence because you don't have to pay for it.
And somebody says we're not a major city.
Yes, we are.
We're getting there. If we're not there yet,
what do you mean we're getting?
We're very close. I think we are there.
What does it take to be a major city that we don't have?
We've got it all, other than maybe a mass transit system that works smoothly.
Not yet, but it's certainly on its way.
Especially before FIFA gets here.
I know we're up against the bottom of the air break. We'll get to it here in just a second. I've never understood this inferiority complex that Kansas City has. We're not a major city. Are you kidding? What do we lack? That's a topic for another day, maybe.
Somebody would say an NBA team.
Well, we have an NFL team, we have a Major League Baseball team, and we have a Major League Soccer team. And we have a Speedway. Not to mention the other sports that I failed to mention, women's soccer, minor league hockey. Don't get me started. I don't understand this inferiority complex we have. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Quick break for the news here at the bottom of the hour.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you, Texter. Somebody points out, and I freely admit, my experience on 2440 between Bonner Springs and Lawrence, which goes through Tonganoxie, my knowledge on that is decades old. I haven't been on that road in a long time.
Back when Azura was still called Sandstone.
Sam, that's right. That's right. Back when bands like Whitesnake and George Thorogood used to sell it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was there. I was there for both of those. Anyway, somebody says it's four lanes between Bonner and Tonganoxie. And then I said, what about from Tonganoxie to Lawrence? They say, I think it goes back to two lanes after you get through Tonganoxie. Okay. Well, there is talk because there's three major ways out of the city west to Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, wherever you're going, Colorado. And that is I-70 toll road, K-10 to Lawrence, which is four lanes, two lanes on each side, not a toll road, but they're talking about putting a toll on at least some of it. And then there's 2440 Highway between Bonner Springs, goes through Tongi and then goes into Lawrence, but it's a winding road. KDOT, according to this story from Fox 4, is beginning a study. It'll start in August about widening K-10, expanding it, and making at least a portion of it, the way I read this story, a toll. Placing the story says, and placing a toll on those new lanes. Now, whether or not they would actually toll the entire highway or whether it would just be the new lanes becoming express lanes, and those would be tolled. Somebody points out on the text line, how can you make K-10, how could you add tolls to K-10? There are way too many exits. There are quite a few because it doesn't just go through DeSoto. It goes through DeSoto, Eudora, and there are a lot of other exits along the way, especially as you're going through Johnson County. How can you toll a road that has so many exits, et cetera? I would assume that the new lane, to the points that some folks are writing in about, would be an express lane between Kansas City and Lawrence. So you get in the express lane, you pay your toll, and zoom, you just go straight into from Kansas City to Lawrence, and that's where the toll is. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
So you mentioned that you haven't heard anyone really say anything good about K-10. Well, I'm that guy because I drive it every day, and I love K-10.
Oh.
When I started working in Kansas City, so for those who don't know, I live in Topeka and commute to Kansas City for work.
Every day. Okay.
When I started my job, I actually started off taking I-70 because I thought it was quicker, it was faster, and then those toll charges started racking up, and I was like, no, thank you. I'm going to take K-10 because it's only about 10 minutes longer. And so then I narrowed it down to, okay, well, I'm only going to take I-70 during really bad weather in the winter months. And one morning, I kind of spaced out, and I missed the exit and ended up taking K-10 anyway. And lo and behold, I see, oh, hey, they're clearing the highway just as much, if not better, than I-70. And so I've just been a K-10 fan ever since. And I'll admit that when I commute, I come in about 5 o'clock in the morning. So there's not a lot of traffic in the morning. In the afternoon, I go home at 3 o'clock. And so the traffic's kind of hit and miss. But in terms of, you know, being this super dangerous highway, I rarely see accidents. And again, that could just be because of the time period in which I drive to and from work. But aside from that, I don't see, as the texter mentioned, that there's so many exits. I don't see that being feasible. And then you add in on top of that, a lot of those exits are near farmland. And I do see a lot of farmers early in the morning transporting their equipment. So are they going to give a pass to these farmers that allow them to be able to move their equipment as needed without having to be, you know, charged extra for it?
It's an interesting point, Mike. Let me jump in for a second, then please continue your thoughts. But that was also something that was mentioned on the text line. There is plenty of farmland on each side of I-70 between Kansas City and Lawrence and Topeka, but there are roads that either go over or under I-70 that I would imagine, I'm not in the farming community, but I would imagine the farmers use. To your point, there is also a ton of farmland to the north and south of K-10. And the farmers need to move their equipment across the highway or down the highway. And what are you going to do with them? Do you charge them a rate? Are they no longer allowed on the highway?
Right. You know, and how do we approach that? And, you know, there's a lot of other stuff like I-70. You can't walk on and you can't ride a bike on, but on K-10, because it's a highway and not an interstate, you can. And so if there are cyclists, you know, who are just out and about, or hikers or whoever, are they still going to have access to the highway, or are they going to be shoved off to another road? You know, to me, I don't know. I just see a lot of problems to it.
Wait.
You know, a solution.
You've seen a bicyclist on K-10?
Oh, yeah. Usually it's between Lawrence and Eudora about 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. There's about 10 or 15 of them almost every day that are doing a little jaunt through there. I'm not sure exactly where they're going, but yeah, I see them a lot.
Do they have a death wish?
Well, and see, that's the thing with K-10 versus I-70, at least in my opinion, in terms of safety, is that it is a little bit wider of a highway. You know, there's wider shoulders that you can get, you know, off on and go off on side roads and stuff, but then also a lower speed. Not that anyone pays attention to speed limits, let's be honest. But, I mean, and again, early in the morning, you know, you're not dealing with the heavy traffic, so the afternoon is when I see them out there. So, you know, it can be made safer versus I-70, which is, you know, no man's land all day.
All right, Mike, always appreciate hearing your voice. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Right,
bye.
Be well. Hakeem in Kansas City. Hello.
What's going on, Scott? How
Hello.
You doing?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking, my friend.
Well, K-10, yeah. I used to work for, you know, I used to work for KDOT, and we was talking about making that a third, like a three-lane highway. But they need to make a three-lane highway because it's crazy out there. There's no merge. People don't have no consideration of merging. And with the last call to say, I forgot all about the farming people. And if they put one of them tolls on there, I don't know about that. They shouldn't put. It's like a yes and a no. Now, if you got the farmers out there, we should just make it a 3-lane highway and have it better like that.
All right. But, Hakeem, we got you, man. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Last word goes to Rex calling in from Lawrence. Hello, Rex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well, man. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I used to work for the Turnpike, and I do have a little input on this. If you drive the Turnpike today, you'll see where there are gates all along there at different places where farmers can get on and off for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an issue with K-10. The issues with K-10 are that between the Lecompton exit off the Turnpike and Iowa Street in Lawrence, it's only 2 lanes. It's not 4 lanes. And until they made that bypass, nobody took the Lecompton exit from Topeka. They all took K-10 to K-7, or they took I-70 to K-7 to get off and go south. Once they opened that bypass, the traffic between Lecompton and Kansas City on the Turnpike dropped dramatically because it's all going on K-10 now.
How would an you worked for the Turnpike. How would an express lane work if that's the route they went?
That's a great question. I lived in California for a few years. They have those all over the place. The express lanes, you get in them, you can't get out until you get to one of those express exits. You bypass multiple exits, and you can only get off at a certain place. So we would not be the first place that ever did this in the world.
Okay, so if you thought, you know, I'm gonna drive to Lawrence, but I'm feeling kind of hungry, man. Oh, there's a McDonald's. You're not getting off at the McDonald's exit.
Not if you're in the express lane.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rex.
You just can't do it.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for the call, man.
Sure.
All right. Be well.
All right. Bye.
All right. Telephone number 586-7798. Don't forget, we've got the Cornhole KC 3rd Annual presented by Dana and Parks. It is this Saturday. You've got to get your team registered. The gates open at 3 o'clock. The tournament starts at 4 o'clock. And we are offering casual and competitive brackets. For those of you who are ACL certified, you need some more points. The Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament is certified with the ACL. If you're like Sam or myself or Michael Mackey or Dana, and your experience with cornhole is literally limited to barbecues in your backyard, there is a casual bracket that you can enter. Just go to cornholekc.com. That's cornholekc.com. And we will see you Saturday in the Northland for the 3rd Annual Cornhole KC, presented by Dana and Parks. All right, as we wrap up the show for tonight, don't forget the bonus hour is next. Huge thanks to my colleague and morning anchor on Kansas City's Morning News, Amy Anderson, who came in today from 2 to 4. John Grayson in from 2 to 4 tomorrow, and then Sam and I will wrap up the show for Festivus Friday tomorrow. That starts at 5 o'clock. New story here from USA Today. When is the best time to work out for losing weight, getting, you know, muscle mass, et cetera, et cetera?
Getting beefy.
Yeah, the USA Today has a story out today, and the answer is it depends.
Oh, always.
It always does.
Duh.
Yeah. But the answer is pretty simple. For women, it could be the morning or the evening, depending on what you're looking for. For women who worked out in the mornings, they had a 7% greater loss of belly fat, larger reduction in blood pressure, and greater leg strength.
Okay.
For women who worked out in the evening, they had, you know, after work or whatever, they had a greater increase in upper body strength, power, and endurance, and better mood.
They were getting ripped.
Yeah. For men, the answer is simple. The optimum time to work out for men is in the evening.
Okay, good. I've been doing most evenings. So I did the morning this morning, but that's because I have a concert to go to tonight. So
that is not to say that working out in the morning is bad. They're both good for you, obviously. But for men, working out in the evening produces more results. Men who worked out in the evening had improved heart health, metabolic health, and emotional well-being. They also experience greater weight loss and a reduction in blood pressure.
You make me feel better now for sleeping through my alarms and not going in the morning.
Story here from the New York Post, but it's out of Kansas City. Baby boom. 14 neonatal nurses don't just help deliver babies. They're all having babies of their own by December. The nurses working in the NICU and labor and delivery unit at St. Luke's East in Kansas City, Missouri, all fell pregnant at the same time. The first to give birth was Caitlin Hall, a labor and delivery nurse. Her daughter was born on June 3rd. Hall originally thought that she was the only one trying to get pregnant, did not say much until after all the other announcements began rolling in. Apparently, 14 of the nurses at that hospital in the labor and delivery unit are pregnant or have just had kids. Wow. Okay.
Something in the water.
Apparently. did you see, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, I just found it strange, two major Hollywood actors both announcing in interviews this week that they think they're done.
Yeah, I did see that.
Sandra Bullock is quoted in an article as saying that she is burnt out, that she's just had it. She's been in like 50 movies or something.
Yeah, I can imagine so. She has a long filmography.
Yeah, she does. She does, and she's been very successful. Sandra Bullock announcing this week that she thinks she's done making movies, at least for a while. And Brad Pitt said in a recent interview that he thinks he's nearing the end of his career as well. And he's only like 58 years old. And Brad Pitt says
they want to spend more time hanging out in their mansions.
Well, I guess. Do you blame him?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Just jealous.
An NFT commemorating the development of the mRNA vaccine to fight COVID-19 is set to be auctioned off at Christie's. Okay.
By the way, this news coming out after the news that the NFT market has tanked. Poor timing, but go on.
The non-fungible token. And to this day, I don't care. I do not care how many times we talk about cryptocurrency or NFT. I will never understand it. Either one. And you can sit there and try to explain an NFT to me.
Oh, I've tried.
I know you have. It does not, I don't understand it. The non-fungible token, a digital asset that is traded on blockchain technology. I have no idea what I just read. Was designed by University of Pennsylvania researchers who are credited with pioneering the mRNA technology used by Pfizer and Moderna. The NFT includes a minute-long 3D animation of the mRNA that protects the immune system. I have no idea what I just read. Anyway, it's going up on the auction block on Christie's, this NFT, sometime between July 15th and July 25th. It doesn't say how much they're expecting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't go for very much, especially after the news of cryptocurrencies and NFTs as a whole not doing well. Speaking of,
how's my Bitcoin
doing? Well, is it back over 20,000 yet?
I'll tell you right now how my Bitcoin is doing. Thank you for your interest, Sam. Clicking on my Coinbase app.
Bitcoin right now, just under $21,000.
That's right.
They have rebounded.
$20,975.18. And my initial $600 investment is currently worth $309.05.
Ooh, $9 of Kelly's investment coming back.
Yep. My $300 still safe. She just made $9 of her original $300 investment. So she's doing better. I'm still doing just fine. My $300 untouched.
Because that's how that works.
That's right. And the FDA did follow up on a story we had yesterday. The FDA did ban Juul e-cigarettes.
Still crazy to me. Not that I care, but the fact that you're just targeting one company and not the product as a whole blows my mind.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Festivus Friday tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Have a wonderful evening. The bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of these United States, ladies and gentlemen, his name is Sam Stevie III. He's a reverend. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.